Summer Sex by Alexandra Södergran, narrated by Bo Cox. Part 3. The Park. On a summer's day like this, she loved sitting in a cafe. The outdoor area in the city square was abuzz with voices, clattering coffee cups and chairs scraping against the cobbles. The sun was shining, and Alice had no idea how long she had been sitting there talking to Eddie, but they had achieved a nice flow. It didn't matter if they interrupted each other. They found connections to what the other one was saying and understood each other most perfectly. And all the other people were mere background characters. Eddie's eyes were beautiful, and his face was cheerfully happy. Alice liked it when he looked at her. She felt a delightful tingling. Now she was also reminded that she wasn't wearing any knickers under her skimpy cotton dress. The weave of the chair felt good on her bum. She felt secretly naked, as if she was keeping a secret from the other guests at the cafe. Eddie was telling her about a sailing trip he had taken, how amazing it had been to see that open ocean on all sides. He told her about the thunderclap that came out of nowhere, the lightning strike over the horizon, and the enormous tanker they quickly had to swerve to avoid. She stared into his blazing eyes. She felt the urge to share her secret, and her chest felt as if a bird was flapping its wings wildly inside. She could imagine him fumbling with his coffee cup, nervously clearing his throat, and perhaps even stutter a little when she told him, and she smiled in anticipation. Just then she realized that there was silence between them. Had it lasted long? Eddie picked up his cup and took a sip of coffee. "I'm not wearing any knickers," she said, dangling one leg over the other. "Great," he replied, carefully putting his cup back on the wobbly table. He glanced at a pigeon flying low, spreading its wings and landing as softly as a feather on the cobbles.